16th day, Bizman Hazeh, we're not allowed to eat the Chodesh. Because he goes according to Beshitas of Yehuda, Omra. The Omra of Yehuda Shitter is, the Pesach says, Ad Etzem Ayyem Hazeh. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh until it comes this day, the 16th day of Nisan. Zidashin's Ad Atzumel Shayyim, until this day comes. Uksavar, he also holds of Yehuda, Ad Viyad Bichlal. This day, the Va'ad, is also included. In other words, the 16th day of Nisan is also to eat Chodesh until it comes the 17th day. So he holds this month, we don't have the base of Mikdash, the whole 16th day is also Midiraisa. So Nachman held that Sub Yechne Matzaka is also Takonim. Not really the Rabbanon Dikalocha, like we'll soon see. It's Midiraisa, he holds that without the base of Mikdash, the whole 16th day is also Tit Chodesh. For the Gemara, Misavala Kabos, is it true that Gab Yechne Matzaka holds like this? For a Mislik Polagolay, there's a Machlekis between Yab Yudah and Yab Yechne Matzaka. If not, we learn like this. Mishachorim base of Mikdash, when there was a Churban and a Churban base of Mikdash, his kin of Yechid and Mazaki made a takona, she a yoim haneif kula yosa. He made a takona that the 16th day of Nisan should be yosa teet chodesh. So you see, it's only with the Rabbanan. And on this, Omri of Yudah, Yudah said back to him, Fi aloi minateru. It's not only yosa with the Rabbanan. He also knows it's also with the Raisa. Minateru wasa. He said, the Pesach says, Ad etza mayoim hazeh. And that's if Yudah sheeted of Ad viyad bichlal, that the whole 16th day is also. So you see, clearly it's a machlekes between the Yudah and the Yechid and Mazaki. So how could Rav Nachman say that Rav Yechon Mazaka holds like Rav Yehuda? So Gemara answers, true. Hosam Rav Yehuda Udu Kotoi. Rav Yehuda made a mistake. Now it's Iyu saw Rav Yehuda thought that Rav Yechon Mazaka mid Rabbonin kramer. That Rav Yechon Mazaka only meant it mid Rabbonin that locher is. You're not allowed to eat Chodesh the whole 16th day of Nisan. For Lohi, but the truth is it's not that way. Mid Yeraisa kramer. Even Rav Yechon Mazaka also meant that it's also mid Yeraisa. For the Gemara of Hiskin Kotoni, Iyu saw locher Hiskin. Mashmasoni with the Rabbonin. So the Gemara says, "My Hiskin." You know what Hiskin means? Dorash for Hiskin. Rabbi Yechon Mazakai dashin the Psukin. He dashin to say that true midiraisa, you're not allowed to eat chodesh the whole 16th day of Nisan. This man, we don't have the korban hoyim. So the Mishnah Baita. For Rishoyin no hoyim akablin edus hachodesh kol hayom. At the beginning, they used to receive the edim the whole day. In other words, let's say the 30th day of Elul. Today it's a suffix, yet today is going to be Rosh Hashanah or not. If the Eidim come today and tell Bezdin they saw the new moon last night, so Bezdin makes today Rosh Hashanah, yeah. So now what about if Eidim didn't come mamish too late in the afternoon? So at the beginning they used to receive the Eidim no matter how late in the day they came to say today was Rosh Hashanah. So in other words, when it came the 30th day of Elul, everybody had to stop doing melacha. The suffix, they had to be afraid maybe today is going to be Rosh Hashanah, so nobody did work on the 30th day of Elul. Of a Pamachas, once it happened, that Nishtohu Eidim Milovoi. The Eidim came very late in the day, after they already brought the Tomid Shoben Habayim. Then it's Kalkulu Halaviyim Bashir. And Leviyim made a mistake in the Shir, they sang the wrong Shir by the Tomid Shoben Habayim. Because at the time they brought it, the Eidim didn't come yet, so they thought today is still going to be Choyl, and tomorrow will first be Rosh Hashanah. And now that the Eidim came after the Kahanim already brought the Tomid Shoben Habayim, Leviyim sang the wrong shir. So because of this, his kinu, Rabbi Yechon Mazaka made a takana, shlo yehei mekablin, elo adha mincha. Will only receive the Eidim if they come and tell Bezdin they saw the new moon last night, up until mincha, means up until they brought the Talmud Shol Bein Habayim. The imbo Eidim in a mincha l'mala, let's say it happened that after they brought the Talmud Shol Bein Habayim, then Eidim came to Bezdin to say they saw the new moon last night, the locha was, no yigin oisa yehem kodish, they still finished off that day to be noyig the 30th day b'kedusha, because in Asafik they didn't do any melach anywhere the 30th day, because they're afraid maybe Eidim will come earlier in the end of the day and make today Rosh Hashanah. But now that the Eidim first came after Mincha, they still told the people, continue keeping today b'kedusha. But really, you're l'mocha kodesh. But you should know, when is real Rosh Hashanah going to be? Rosh Hashanah is first going to be tomorrow. Bezdin will not accept the Eidim today anymore after Mincha to make today Rosh Hashanah, but from now on, Bezdin will first make tomorrow to be Rosh Hashanah. In order that Leviyim, when they sang the Shir today, but at Tom Shoshachar, they did the right thing. But Mishachorav based the Middish, but after the based the Middish was Chorav, Hiskin of Yechon and Mazaka, Yechon and Mazaka made a Takona, says Mashma Fakir. His Takona was first now, before it wasn't him that made a Takona. Before Stam Hiskin, Stam, the Rabbanan then made a Takona not to receive the Eidim after Mincha. But now after the Churban Abayas of Yechon and Mazaka made a Takona back to original way, that you allowed to accept the Eidim the whole day. It's about now, there's no more Beis HaMikdash, there's no more Tomid Shoben Abayim.
So Levium won't make a mistake in saying the wrong shear. Therefore, the locher is, even if Edom come after Mincha, still will accept them and make today Rosh Hashanah. However, the Gemara in Beis says that the Maisa then was that they still made tomorrow Rosh Hashanah also. Now, since Lamaisa today, nobody really made Kiddush light. They didn't know for sure today was going to be Rosh Hashanah. So now that the Edom first came after Mincha, that the Bezin said, true, today was Midiraisa Rosh Hashanah, so the Rabbanan still made it that tomorrow should also be Rosh Hashanah. And this is why even in Eretz Yisrael also now we keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Because there was a time even in the Beis HaMikdash itself that there was 2 days Shor Rosh Hashanah. When the Edom came after Mincha.
Yeah. Now the Gemara says, my Kilkulu, what was the Kilkulu? What happened wrong? Hey, this year that the Edom came after Mincha. So, Kilkulu Halavim Bashir. What does that mean? My Kilkulu, Kilkulu Halavim Bashir. Hocha Tarmik Targima means in both of the learned like this. Shloy Omru Ashira Kolikar. As when Bezdin had a doubt whether today would be Rosh Hashanah or not, so they did not know which shir should Leviim sing b'shas Tomash ben Abayim. So the pshat is they didn't sing at all. That's the way Bnei Bavel learned. That was the kukul. They did not sing the shir at all. Rabbi Zeira, Amr Rabbi Zeira said no. She'amru shir shachil. That year, since by Tomash ben Abayim the Edom didn't come yet, so they thought it was still going to be chil. So they said the shir shachil im Tomash ben Abayim. That's the machlekes. What was the kilkul? Was the kilkul they didn't say any shear at all, or they said the wrong shear, the shear shachil? Is Amalei Rabzera said back Liava Bray to his son Ava, took Tony Lu, go out and teach the Bnei Bovah that they say their pshat. I'll prove to them they're wrong, because it says it learned his kino shloye mekablin edus hachodesh. They made a takana from now on not to receive them edim anymore. That made them that said they saw the new moon last night. They should not receive them anymore. Ela kedeshi yeshoyes b'yom la'akrif tamid, unless there's still enough time in the day left to bring the korban ha'tamid shoben abayim u'musafim v'niskeim, and the korban musaf of Rosh Hashanah and the niskeim. V'loy ma'shira shloy b'shibush, that now they'll be able to say the right shira without making a mistake. That's the takana. Masha, before this takana, we're afraid maybe the Edom will come too late, and then they'll say the shir b'shibush. So Reb Zera said like this. Iyam with Bishleim, if you say like me, that Omra Shir with the Chil. When they had a doubt what to do, so they said the Shir of the Chil. Is Haino Diika Shibush. That's what now the men at Takana not to receive the Edom if it's too late in the day, that they won't be able to sing the right Shir without a Shibush. Because last year they sang the Shir of Shibush, the wrong Shir. That's called Shibush, the wrong thing. El Iyam, but if you want to say the way you learned B'nai Bovel, that La Yom HaKlal, last year they did not say the Shir at all. My shibush, what's the shibush? They didn't say anything. Shibush basha means they made something wrong. So Gemara says yes. Hey, no, the question was my shibushika. Gemara says yes. Kivun de loyoma klal, since they did not say it all, and lecho shibush godom is there. There can't be anything worse than that. Like not saying shib at all, that's like the biggest shibush there is. Gemara says mosiv ravacher bahuna. Ravacher bahuna asked the kasha. It says tomid shorosh hashanah shachris korov kechosli. On every Rosh Hashanah, in other words, the 30th day of Elul, when that became Rosh Hashanah, so usually in the morning, by the time they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar, the Edom did not come yet to Bezdin to tell them they saw the new moon last night. So most years, even though the 30th day will be Rosh Hashanah, but Bezdin did not know about it yet by the time they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar. Therefore, the Takana was, whenever they bring the Talmud Shal Shachar and Rosh Hashanah, the Shir they said was the regular Shir of the weekday. It was brought like a regular weekday shear. That's the shear they sang in the morning. What about what shear did the Levim sing b'shas they brought the yayin? The shear was always sang when they brought the korban. Then after the korban, they brought the neschayim. They brought the yayin. So when they poured the yayin for the korban musif, what shear did the Levim sing? Ma'wayma, they sang harninu lalakim uzenu harilu lakayakav. That's the shear they sang. The Mincha Ma'awayma, what do they sing by Mincha? Then they sang, notice by the Tomet Shobein Abayim, Kerel Hashem Yochel Midbar. That's what they used to sing. That's on a regular Rosh Hashanah. Now, Bizman Shechar Rosh Hashanah Lias Bechamishi B'Shabbos. Let's say Rosh Hashanah came out on Thursday. Now on Thursday, Shashir Shaloi Haninu Lakim Uzenu, like in the Tomet Shal Shachar in the morning, the regular Shir of Thursday is to say Haninu Lakim Uzenu. So it comes out when Rosh Hashanah came out on Thursday, it's going to come out the same shear for Musaf is going to be the same shear Shal Shachar, because both of them you're singing now Haninu. So the Gemara says,
that again, that on Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Liyas Bechamishri on Thursday is Sha'ashir Shloi Haninu Lilakim Uzenu. The regular weekday Shir is Haninu. Salohoya Oimer Beshachris Haninu. They did not say, in other words, if they knew already in the morning that today is going to be Rosh Hashanah, they did not say Baratomach HaShachah, the regular Shir of Haninu. Mifnei Shechayz of the Kaifel, that's a Perik, because they're going to say it again anyway. Beshach the Korban Musaf, you have to say Haninu. So when they knew that Thursday in the morning is going to be Rosh Hashanah, they did not sing the Shir, but what did they sing by the Shir, by the Tomach HaShachar? Helema Oimer, Hasiroisi Misevel Shichmoy. That was the Shir they sang on Rosh Hashanah when it came down on Thursday morning. Now, what's going to be the Imbo Edim, Acha Tomach HaShachar? Let's say the Edim first came to Bezdin on Thursday morning after they already brought the Tomach HaShachar. So in other words, B'Shach they said the Tomach HaShachar, Bezdin did not know whether today is going to be Rosh Hashanah or not. So it was Thursday. So what Shir did they say? L'chur they said the Shir of Haninu. So, and now that the Edim first came after the Tomach HaShachar, is Omer Haninu, you should know, still you say Haninu. Afa pi shechayz v'chayf l'saperik. Even though still it's going to come out that B'Shach Musaf now, you're going to say Haninu a second time. So you see, when Rosh Hashanah came out on Thursday, and the Beis Din first found out about it after they brought the Talmud Shal Shachar, Haninu was said twice. Now, Iyarmut, if you tell me Bishleimo, Kol Heichid the Misafka, whenever Beis Din has a doubt as which Shir to say, Amrin and Shir the Choyl, so Misafek Beis Din does tell the Levium to sing a Shir of Choyl. His Haino, therefore, it's very good to come Amru B'Kaifloi. That's why this year, when Rosh Hashanah came out on Thursday, since Thursday in the morning, we had a doubt which Shir to say. If today is going to be Rosh Hashanah, you're supposed to say Hasiroisi. If today is Chol, you're supposed to say Haninu. So since you have a doubt, you don't know which Shir to say, you're going to tell me the Lachri is like Abzeri says, that when you have a doubt, you do say the Shir Shal Chol, therefore it's very good, Haino to come, Oimer B'Kaifloi. That's why it says here this year, they said Haninu twice. Eli Yamar, but if you're going to tell me, Lo Yom HaKlau, that when you have a suffix, which Shir to say, the Lachri, you don't say the Shir at all, my Oimer B'Kaifloi. What do you mean you say Harninu twice? In such a year when you have a doubt Thursday in the morning whether today is going to be Rosh Hashanah or not, so the din should be the Levim should not say any Shir at all by the Tomach HaShachar. Because punkt on Thursday there's a doubt. If today is going to be Rosh Hashanah, the Shir is Hasi Roisi. If today is going to be Chol, the 30th day of Elul, today is the 30th day of Elul. If Edom are not going to come today, today is going to remain Chol, we say Haninu. So since we have a doubt which Shir to say, so according to B'nai Bavel, when you have a doubt of which year to say, they held you don't say anything. So how come it says over here you say Haninu twice? So Chura Tzaraya to Reb Zeira. So when you have a doubt which year to say, you should say both Shir. So my answer is no. Shani Hosam Di Shira Di Yainahi. I'll tell you, on Thursday morning it's different. Since true you have a doubt which year to say, but since anyway today is Thursday, and on Thursday you're supposed to say Haninu. And we said already, usually, that all the weekdays, when Rosh Hashanah comes out, you say the Shir of the Yom anyway. So since it is in place to say Haninu, really, even if today is Rosh Hashanah, therefore this doubt you would say